Hi everyone, it is Sophia. Welcome to Life on Audio. Happy 2025 officially, because last week's episode was recorded before the new year, but now it's January 3rd and we are officially in the new year, which is exciting. So got back from Mexico yesterday. Okay, let me just give you like a quick rundown on the Mexico trip. It was very nice. The cities that we visited were so beautiful and we did some really cool day trips and all that. Will say though, the whole aspect of like traveling with my family was very difficult for me. It was sort of my personal hell. The absolute worst version of myself came out in that trip and I was not proud of it whatsoever, but for some reason I could not be like the chill, calm, cool, collected daughter. I was the overly stressed, overly anxious, like it was just a whole thing. So I would go into the trip and all that, like, and share all the details as I usually do with my travels, but I feel like I was just happy to come home. It was like a sigh of relief when we got back home, because I was like, oh, I finally get to have my peace, because that was like the opposite of my peace. Luckily I had some moments where it was like just me, myself, and I, or like me and my sister, and things were good. But like when it was like the four of us, it was just, I don't know, I could not be cool, calm, and collected. I'm not sure why. It was just not good. Okay. And I really like lost it when we were coming back. All hell broke loose. And I was like definitely thinking about the fact that like my family might try and cut me off at that point. Or like not actually, but I mean like it was bad. Okay. It was not great. Okay. It's not great, but I'm telling you, people were getting on my nerves and I was trying to make sure that everyone was having a good time. And I played a much bigger role this time, which is like something I haven't done in the past, where I was in charge of navigation, because on our last family trip, which actually last week I was, and I think I also did this in my TikToks, I kept talking about how like we haven't gone on a family trip in like 3 years. I lied about that. I had totally forgotten that we did like a smaller trip to Isla Mirada. I had forgotten that we had done that trip, because I think it was like 4 or 5 days in the summer of 2023. I don't know why that like totally just had left my mind. Maybe because at the time I was going through a lot. And I do have memories from that trip actually though, but I don't know, for some reason I had totally forgotten about that trip. But yeah, we did do that trip back June 2023, so like a year and a half ago. But anyways, that trip we discovered that my dad driving and my mom navigating is like the worst possible pairing, so much so that my dad now refuses to drive if my mom's navigating. So I was put in charge of navigation. And I think that's like where like at least 50% of my stress came from. And because of that, I was just like always reeled up about something. And it showed even in other parts. Like, I don't know, I was just being very passive aggressive, because it was just a lot for me. Okay. It was a lot for me. And I think from here on out, I will be sticking to solo traveling. Like, I actually don't even know if I can, I could easily travel with my sister. We were having a good time when we were by ourselves. There were certain moments where, because it was just so hard, like everyone and my family is like not good at getting out early, so it was like half of the day would get wasted and we wouldn't leave wherever we were staying until like 1 p.m. and then the first thing my dad wanted was lunch, and I was like, okay, cool, like this kind of defeats the whole purpose of like getting out, because like thing close at 5, so like we're, you know, we get to like whatever place we were actually trying to get to, like a Mayan monument for example, an hour before it closes. Why can't we be normal people and like leave at a regular time? Anyways, yeah, I think from here on out, I will be mainly sticking to solo traveling. And the thing is, like, I was so excited about this family trip. Like, I was one who was really pushing for it, A, because I love traveling and I needed a new excuse to like get away from home, and this was a good one. And B, because I was like, oh, like who knows if we'll ever get another family trip, you know, with my mom being sick. It's just like the concept of even like putting together a family trip seems so impossible, because it's like she has a specific schedule that she's on with treatment, and like then she gets really sick after treatment, and it's just like the idea of actually being able to like put together a family trip was like so special. And I was like, again, like who knows. I think when you're in that situation, there's always that like who knows. And then also I think when I mentioned that, like when we were like considering whether we were actually gonna go on this trip, my mom was like, yeah, like in like a year from now, or like during our next opportunity, like Sophia could have moved out. And I was like, yeah, and my sister will be away at college, and it's just like we're we're getting to a point where it's like, yeah, who actually knows if there will be like another family trip? Like, hopefully there will be, but it's just like, there's things to consider where it's like, there also could not be. So let's take the opportunity while we have it. So I was really pushing for it and I was really excited. And I just fear that it was not my cup of tea, and I enjoyed it, but I also did not enjoy it. And for that, I just don't know if I can travel with my family, like all four of us. The funny thing is, I finished the book that I'd been reading for like the past month. It was about the art world. It was a really fabulous book. It was called Boom. Anyways, I really loved that book. And then I finished it a couple of days before the new year. And I was like, okay, so what's my next read? And I thought, oh, it would be really nice to read something that feels like inspirational, motivational, like perfect way to go into like the new year, something of that sort. And I was scouring the internet trying to find like a recommendation. And I just wasn't really finding anything. And then Barnes & Noble's actually had an article of like best books, you know, and I saw the book. It's called like The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins. So I have heard of her. I've never listened to any of her stuff. I don't know if anyone on here has listened to her stuff or like knows who she is, but I have heard of her and her podcast and some of her theories like on TikTok. I've seen people mention it, but I personally never like delved into it. But I think in the back of my mind, I had it like kind of bookmarked. Oh, this is something like that's maybe worth listening to, or like maybe I should look into. And so when I saw the book, I was like, oh yeah, I remember hearing about this. And then I like read the description and I was like, wait, this sounds really cool. Like I feel like this would be a good read. And I was realizing like, oh yeah, she definitely has a podcast episode on this. Like I could just listen to the podcast episode instead of buying the book. But I was like, I think I would prefer reading it than listening to it, because I'd rather read than listen to a podcast currently. So anyways, I just decided to get the book and read it. And it's a good book. It's a good book if you can actually take the advice and practice it, which I think is the hardest part. And I will say, a couple of years ago, this would have been a really great book, because I was very much one of those people who would really hold on to things when something would happen with someone and I wouldn't be able to let someone just like do their, I mean, honestly, even up until recently. Actually, I was like, just, it's like way past my bedtime. Also, gosh, we're all over the place. Okay, I'll get to that part later on. But yeah, this would have been a really great book just in general, like a long while back. I think at this point I've gotten, just like with life and like experiencing things, I've come to realize like, yeah, the best thing you can do in a lot of situations is just let someone do what they're going to do and not try and control the situation, and then just let yourself do what feels right for you. And I feel like more and more I'm like practicing this, just where it's like, you can't rely on other people. So make your decisions for yourself, not for someone else. And if that person comes back around or whatever it is, like, then that's great. But if they don't, then I'm fine too, kind of thing. But I will say, it's ironic that I was like reading this during the family trip, because I should have been applying everything that I was like reading in the moment. And yet every time it would come down to like a situation happening, the problem is I'm so reactive. I like realize that there's so much that I want to work on, especially I'm not even thinking about in terms of my family relationship, because I fear it's a collective thing. Like it would be fine if everyone else was willing to work on themselves too and realize that like we are not all perfect people and like we have some major flaws just as a whole and also individually. And if we can work on them, maybe we could have like a better family dynamic. Like I will say my family is quite dysfunctional. And generally, because we do all now live under the same roof, we manage to tiptoe around the fact that we are kind of a dysfunctional family. From time to time, it'll come out in certain ways, but like in general, it's okay. But this trip really like demonstrated to me like how dysfunctional my family can be. And I was like, like, you know, if we all put in work collectively, maybe we could be less dysfunctional. But I realized that's not the case. But then when I think about other things like my future, if I were to get into a relationship in the future, if I were to have children in the future, I really have this fear that like I would bring over that dysfunctional energy. And that's stuff that I really want to work towards and like learn how to be more patient and just like be less reactive. But anyways, my problem was every time a situation would occur, I would just become very reactive and like react right away instead of taking a step back and thinking like, okay, what's the logical way to go about this? If I had thought about it logically within a couple of like seconds, even I could have like logically concluded like the best thing to do is just, if my dad wants to go like wander off and do something, like just let him do that. Anyways, with that being said, I'm happy to be home. I don't know if I sound super nasally, but I did leave Mexico with a bit of an illness. I think it was just a standard cold, and I think I'm on the come down of it, which is good because I thought it was going to be like, you know, colds can really take a couple of, not even a couple of, like it could take like a solid week before it comes down. But I like started the day, like today I wasn't feeling great. I kind of stayed home. My whole intention was to go to treatment with my mom, but obviously I didn't want to infect people. And obviously I also didn't feel good. So I wasn't going to go with her. But yeah, I was just like kind of in bed. And honestly, maybe not the greatest idea. I will be talking about that because it's actually why I decided to hop into the mic, since I should be sleeping. I feel like people are always like, the new year is like your opportunity to change your life. And the stupid thing is like, you can change your life whenever. Like it could be on a random Tuesday in September. Like it does not have to be with a new year that you change your life. If that's what motivates you, amazing. But if that's not working out for you, don't be so stressed that things aren't changing. And I think, unfortunately, I'm kind of a bit of a victim of believing that I have to like change my life, and that if my life isn't changing, I'm like failing at this whole thing. I did do quote unquote resolutions this year. I don't like to call them resolutions though, because I feel like the connotation with resolutions is that like if you didn't accomplish it, you failed. And I didn't really want to put that pressure on myself. You might be able to see a trend here. I'm trying to like be easy on myself because I know that if I want something, I will put in the work for it. So there's no need to pressure myself into thinking like, oh, I have to do it. Like if I don't do it, like I'm such a failure. Because I know if I'm patient with myself and I trust that I'm going to put in the work, over time, something will develop. And I've proven to myself in the past that if I really want something and I put in the work for it, over time, things develop. So I just need to put in that work. That's where I should be putting in like that motivation pressure instead of like pressuring myself to like accomplish something right away, if that makes sense. So I called them soft goals. We were in our first destination in Merida and we were staying in this Airbnb. And since we weren't getting out until like 1 p.m. and I was waking up at like 7, 8 a.m., I kind of had the mornings to myself and I mainly stayed in. So I spent one morning just like thinking a little bit about what I want for the year and creating this like soft goals list. And it's funny because I told Christine that I made this list and I was asking her if she was going to do resolutions. She said yes. And she asked me how many I had done. We were in the car at this point, so I didn't have my notebook with me. So I just sort of guessed and I was like, yeah, it was a pretty long list. I think maybe like 15 items. I went back to count it the day after and it was 30 items. Now, to be fair, well, first off, a lot of things are things that I've sort of been striving for a while. It's not like I am starting new things per se. Like none of, I mean, yes and no, but I don't think that there was anything on that list which was like really out of pocket or like, I don't know how to even put this out there for me, if that makes sense. Like, oh, all of a sudden you want to do this. You've never mentioned this in your entire life. Or like, this seems like a really big goal for you to be like putting out there. A lot of it was stuff that I've already been working towards or like related to the things that I've been working towards. And then it was like 50% that, and then 50% just like ways that I want to live my life, like not tangible or like semi-tangible things, but just like one thing I put down was that I just like want to celebrate the small moments more, which is something I did a lot in 2024. And then at some point kind of tapered off, but I'd like to bring that back. Like, oh, if something big happens, like get myself that little cake or throw myself that little celebration, whatever it is, to just like celebrate that certain things happen. Honestly, if I get a job, when I get a job offer that sticks and I take that job offer, I might throw a party, honestly. And I'll invite anyone I've ever known in Miami, maybe even make my friends from other states come and visit me, because yeah, like I will celebrate that moment because that'll be so huge at this point, which is also partially what this episode will be. I guess it's more of a ramble, honestly. There's not like any set thing, but I will say I was kind of spiraling and that's why I was like, it's time to talk. I don't know if you saw this TikTok, but there's a girl, forgot what her name is. I saw her TikTok and she was explaining how she does this like every year and talks about it every year. It's like a manifestation technique called memoir. It's like the memoir technique or something like that. Something with memoir in it. And I did an episode a while back about like manifestation, how I feel about it and all that. So like, I'm not a complete skeptic, but like a skeptic when it comes to like all these techniques where, you know, the TikTok techniques, like I'm a skeptic in that sense. I think that there's like definitely ways to manifest stuff, but I think sometimes those techniques seem like kind of bizarre, just like, is that really gonna work? Or like when I tried it, like that time where they would be like, if you write what you want down 100 times, like it'll come true kind of thing. Like I did do that back then. Would I do it now? No. But she was like explaining this technique and I was listening and I was like, huh, okay, interesting. And at this point I was like, you know, like it doesn't hurt to do it. Yes, is it a little bizarre for me, sure. Would I usually stand by this kind of stuff? No, but like desperate times call for desperate measures, and like it doesn't hurt, I think. Okay, if nothing happens, like it's fine. I just like wrote some words in a notebook. Like, okay, cool. But yeah, I was just like, you know what? Why not? So I did that too. So I did a couple of different things sort of to like quote unquote prep for the new year. My actual turn into the new year was not great though. It was sort of actually rock bottom. It was not good. We're not going to even reflect on that. Like I literally entered 2025, like when the clock struck 12 at absolute rock bottom, actual rock bottom. I was like, oh, wonderful. I thought, you know, we were going to have a little happy ending of 2024 going into 2025. Like, yay, so much hope for this new year. And we went to dinner. My dad said something. I started bawling, crying at dinner at the restaurant because it is probably top two most out-of-pocket things that my parents have said between the two of them. My mom, I think, still comes in at number one. This one follows as a close second. So anyways, bawling, crying at this Italian restaurant. I don't think I've ever cried at a restaurant before. No, I have not, because I don't cry very often. And then I just wanted to go to bed. Like, we got back to the hotel. Actually, I kind of just like walked off on my own, got back to the hotel. My sister and mom came at some point to check on me and make sure that I was okay. Then my mom left the room. My sister kind of like came up and she was like, I'm so sorry that happened. Like, I tried to stop him and all that. And she starts bawling, crying, because she was like, I can't even imagine what it was like to have to go through that. And then I was like, I would start crying again, because I was like, God, this thing has like ruined my life. Not really, but like kind of. And now my sister is like having this reaction to it too. And it's like, it didn't even happen to her, but like whole thing. Okay. Whole thing. And then she was like, okay, Sophia, like go to bed. Tucks me in, the whole thing. I'm like, yep, just gonna cry myself to sleep through 2025, wake up in the new year kind of thing. The moment I try to go and sleep, we're staying at this hotel, and I guess this group, it was like one of those hotels that's like in a square and there's like a courtyard in the middle, and we were like on one corner of the square. And just as I was trying to go to sleep, I guess like a group of people staying at the hotel parks themselves in the courtyard right in our corner and starts playing like loud music and talking into 2025. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm trying to sleep and now there's all this noise and disturbance and it's like chaos and madness. And I'm trying to sleep. Okay. I'm like, I can do this. It's not happening. So then I get out and I'm just like kind of pissed, because I'm like, bruv, I've had the worst night. This is a hotel. People are trying to sleep and you're like kind of disrespectful, honestly. I mean, I get it, like new year, but like find a bar, please. Like if you're going to do that, find a bar. I guess no one was working at the hotel at that hour because no one shut it down. I tried to call the front desk at some point. No one answered. So it was like a whole thing. Okay. It was a whole thing. Anyway, it's fine. I'm fine. It'll be something to talk about in therapy though. I told you guys that I was sick. Yes. And so obviously I kind of gave myself a sick day today, and it's the weekend. Monday, my game plan is to get back to work. And with that being said, let's kind of just talk about that, because I definitely mentioned this, but I always thought that January 2025 would be my hard deadline for when I would have gotten a job, moved out, been living in a new city kind of thing. Out of those three things, I've accomplished nothing. As my friend Christine was saying, January just started, which is true. But I kind of thought like, oh, I would go into the new year with everything solidified, in the least. Even if I wasn't already living that, like everything solidified. I think there's a lot of frustration. I think I'm tired of having so much time to think about it. That was another thing Christine was pointing out. She was like, the problem is you have so much time. So like, you really have all that time to think about it. And that's why like, you're really like spiraling and like dwelling on it. And I was like, yes, that's the problem. While I was traveling, I gave myself a break from applying to jobs, although I didn't completely take the break. So I find that when I travel, like this happened back when I was like traveling in Asia and Australia, and it happened again now, where, well, a couple of things happen. But the first main thing that happens is that I start to grow this really strong desire to quote unquote settle down. I remember when I was traveling for 6 weeks, at that point I was like, I really just want a job. And I was like holding back from trying to, I was applying to jobs actually. I even did interviews while I was, that was like how much this desire was, that I like started applying to jobs on a whim, even though I didn't have any intention to like start working right away. I did some interviews. Actually, in hindsight, I did an interview that would have been ideal for something that I want now, but whatever, it's fine. And yeah, I was just had this really strong desire to like settle down and like get a job and start my life kind of thing while I was traveling. So that was interesting. And then I felt that again this time around where it was like, okay, I'm going to take a break. Like we're gone for a week. I need the break. I've been really actively applying. It would be a good thing if I don't check like those job boards every single day in spiral. And yet what was I doing? Especially like first couple of days, I think I was like still chill about it. Come like day four, I was spending like at least an hour each day on the job boards, just being like, okay, what is there? What can I find? Not applying, but just like bookmarking jobs to apply to when I get back. I also did a little bit of applying. Any like easy apply on LinkedIn, I did that. So that was interesting. But the other thing that also came out of it is like traveling always reignites my desire to somehow be able to combine having a career and also traveling regularly, which I feel like is not a thing in corporate culture here in the US in the least. Yes, if you're lucky, you get a job that lets you travel for work a little bit. None of my friends personally have those kind of jobs, but like I know that they exist, even like at an entry level position. Like for example, the friend that I visited in New York, one of her roommates was gone for most of the time that I was there. And when she came back, I was like, oh, what were you up to? And she was like, oh, I was in London for a work trip. And I thought, oh, that's so cool. Like you got to go there for work. How fun. So it's not impossible to have that. That's something that I've never really sought out in terms of trying to get a job because I think it's kind of a rarity for what I want to do. Like, yes, I would be lucky if I landed on a job that did let me travel or had travel opportunities, but I don't think it's so likely that that will be the case. So yeah, I'm not like placing my bets on that. So I've always thought like, how could I travel? And then it kind of brought back, there's like different, I have a lot of ideas actually. Should I just run through them right now? Let's just run through them. Number one, get a remote job based in the US. That allows me to travel in the US. That would be good because then I would just make home my home base. So I would still technically be living at home. But then the way to counteract the fact that I'm still at home and don't have a place of my own, which like, oh, there's also that flexibility of getting place on my own, which is nice. But anyways, probably to start off with, the way that I would counteract it is like, okay, cool, I'm still making a salary. I would just take that and then travel through the US, like kind of just like post myself in different places and like stay for a month, kind of like slow travel. Except I will not lie, I feel like the US in general doesn't have, at least personally, like there's not too many places that I'm super interested in visiting that I haven't been to already. So that's kind of the complicated thing where it's like, okay, would be fun, but also like to what extent? But I guess it also gets me a little closer to being able to have stability in terms of like eventually settling down, because I feel like I see myself settling down in the US. But anyway, so yeah, remote job, get to travel, get to post up in like different places. And then obviously like you get some PTO. So then I get to travel abroad once a year or twice. And then the also good thing is like, I don't have to worry about spending that PTO like coming back home because I have that balance of being remote. But I don't know how I feel about remote work. Okay. That's the problem. Because prior to this trip, I was very dead set on the fact that I wanted like an in-person environment. I wanted to work mainly in person. Oh, and I'm gonna have to break down like our industry versus not our industry, because that's also another big thing here. Like it's no longer like I'm just trying to pursue the art industry. It's like I've pivoted back into more corporate marketing roles, like the roles that I would have been applying to if I'd never done or tried to do a career change. Anyways, so there's that. The idea that I had back when I visited Germany in March of last year, and again when I was traveling, and again now, is, oh, what if I was just to get a job in Europe, in-person job, and then like on the weekends I can travel in Europe. This would really be ideal because I have not really gotten the opportunity to travel through Europe, but it's a big goal of mine. And I've always said like, oh, I want to do a Europe trip. I want to do a Europe trip. I just can't imagine when I would have the time to do a Europe trip. Time and funds, I think. Funds is probably another thing that I've like never really considered, because I just thought like, oh, it makes so much sense to just like live in Europe for a year and then travel from there. People who do study abroad are actually genius. I wish I had done study abroad in hindsight, because then I could have just posted myself up in a place in Europe and then traveled on the weekends as people do. Probably would have made a ton of memories, a lot of friends. Kind of regret I didn't do that, but anyways, I didn't. So that was that. But essentially I'd like to curate sort of my own like study abroad program, except it's like live and work abroad. And obviously my ideal location is Germany. And I have gotten back into like looking for jobs there. But for what I want to do and the fact that I want a job that is like primarily English speaking and I'm not required to be fluent in German as well, it's quite difficult to find something. So I feel like that's one of those things where like the stars would really have to align. Like I just happen to find a job that specifically meets that criteria and I get it, but I will be applying to them. So that's an option. Then the other option that I had actually thought of quite recently that I never considered before, but I kind of was inspired by some of my job searches, take a remote job in Europe and then basically just like digital nomad in Europe instead of having like a base, which would probably get tiring at some point, but like could be fun for a year or so. I have this job. I just need to stay in the European Union. The European Union is quite vast. I could like each month live in a different place. Not too shabby, I would say. And then also the great thing about being in Europe and having a job in Europe is that first off, they tend to give you a lot more leave than if you're in the United States. You're probably getting at least like a month of leave. So then I can do still trips to other places like Southeast Asia or Asia. Also, I realized this entire time I was calling Japan and Korea Southeast Asia and someone finally called me out for it. And at first I was like, what is she talking about? And then I was like, oh, duh, it's not Southeast Asia, it's East Asia. That's really embarrassing. That's actually so embarrassing that I was getting it wrong the entire time. Anyways, still do my Asia trips and have ample time for that, plus be in Europe. And like, do I see myself doing that long term? No, but that would be a really great option for a year. And given the fact that I'm sort of at this point where I'm like, honestly, I won't have it figured out career-wise anytime soon. Or just like, I don't know. Because the other thing I'm realizing is like, part of the reason why I want employment is because ultimately my long-term goal is to be self-employed. How? I'm not completely sure, but that's just a long-term goal of mine. And so in a way, what I'm looking for is just kind of like a, not filler job, but a job that sets me up and gives me the resources to make myself unemployed over time. I think I just like need to be able to work under someone else, like be on a team or work under someone else, be employed instead of employing myself so that I learn about how I work in employment. And I also possibly generate ideas over that time and find something that I really feel like is going to stick long term. So yeah, the remote work in Europe is also an option. And there are jobs out there for that. But I mean, I'll apply to them. At this point, I'm applying to anything. I'm literally like thinking of breaking down my week by like what kind of jobs I apply to. Like one day I apply to art industry jobs. One day I apply to remote jobs in Europe. One day I apply to remote jobs in the United States. One day I apply to in-person jobs in Europe. One day I apply to just like all general positions in the United States. Honestly, could be the vibe. Actually could be a good idea too, because then I like break it up and I don't go so stir crazy over one type of job. Plus with like certain industries, like art industry and like also like in-person jobs in Europe, there's not always like new jobs coming out. So then I at least like allow a little bit of buildup. So like when it comes time to apply, I have like a set list instead of like, oh, there's just one, two new options. I think that would actually be incredibly effective. I should create that schedule for myself. And then another thing I came to realize, because I think I was thinking a lot about like the job search and then I was like, wow, like I feel like my whole life is that. And I think that there were two parts to this. The first part was, I feel like in a way I've almost put my life on pause or at least not allowed myself to enjoy life because I'm on the job search. And maybe other people feel this way, but it's like you get so locked into that that it's hard to take a step back and look at your life and be like, okay, but where I'm at right now is pretty good, or like I can be content with where I'm at. I feel like it creates so much, like when you're on the job search and you're seeing all these jobs and you're like, oh, it would be so cool if I could get this, or imagine my life if I were to live in this city and get a job here, or like that kind of stuff. There's a lot of wishful thinking of like, oh, but imagine if I had this kind of job, or imagine if I had a job in this city, or imagine I had a job that had like unlimited PTO. You know, you start thinking about like, you're reading through the job description, you're like thinking about the opportunities that this job could lead you to, you apply, you have no guarantee of getting it, but that just creates this like constant cycle of wishful thinking. And I feel like you end up getting so entranced in the job search. It's hard to go through the job search and not be dissatisfied with your current life because you don't have what these jobs are like promising to offer you, which seems so great, right? But I was looking at my life and I was like, I have a pretty good life. I mean, I have all this freedom. And it's like the moment I get a job, that freedom likely will get taken away. Obviously, I'm in control of my own life, but I definitely wouldn't have all the time I have now to just do whatever. And it's like, I should enjoy that more. Like, why am I so stressed out about the fact that I'm not where I'm at? Like, yes, obviously, is that kind of disappointing? Sure. But like, why am I so stressed out about that when I know that I'm putting in the work to try and get there? It's just a matter of time and patience and continuously working towards it for something to happen. And it'll happen when it happens. But in the meantime, why not at least try to enjoy my life and savor it? Because it's not going to be a forever thing. And I feel like I'm also sort of in conflict where I'm like, I want this so bad. I want a job and I want to be able to move and like blah, blah, like the whole thing so bad, all the stuff that I'm thinking about, all the wishful thinking. I'm like, I want that so bad. But then I'm like taking a step back and I'm like, but also I think I'd be sad having to give up, not maybe sad, but like, I also can't imagine giving up the life that I have now for that. Walking away from this might be difficult, or that change might be difficult, probably would be difficult because I'm so used to living the certain lifestyle and I've gotten very comfortable in it. And by changing my life, I wouldn't be able to have that anymore. And I'm like, oh, would I miss it? So I was like, yeah, I need to take a step back and like allow myself to be in the job search, but not so stuck in it. And to be able to like take that step back and like also enjoy my life, put in the work, but have balance. I think that's the problem. I just don't have balance in my life. Like, I need to fill my cup in other ways too. I can't just be filling it in like the job aspect. Like, it needs to be coming from different areas of my life and like dimensions and stuff like that. So this is like something I need to work on. I need to really like strategize this, but this is something that I was starting to think about while I was on this trip. And I was like, wow, like actually frontal lobe developed kind of thing. Like, okay, whoa, why had I not thought about this before? So that was one thing I realized. The other thing I realized is, in that case, why not make this a little bit more fun for myself, or like take advantage of the time and freedom I have now and do something with it? Because I think my biggest dissatisfaction truly is not exactly the fact that I don't have a job, but I think it's a fact that I am still at home with not much to do besides apply to jobs and content creation, I guess. But that like is so routine that I don't even think of that as like something I'm doing, if that makes sense. And as I was traveling, I was like, what if I were to travel more? Because if anyone remembers correctly, I think I mentioned this. I was so dead set. The moment I started making money off of TikTok, I was so dead set on literally putting any penny I earned away for the prospect of moving. I was like, this is like, I'm building a fund for moving. Did I already have like a fund that could have been used? Yes. But I was looking to build on top of it, like as much as I could. And so I did. And I thought that was because I would be moving by January 2025. Now I'm looking at my life and I'm like, okay, I don't really see myself moving in January 2025. Could it still happen? Absolutely. We just started the month, but I don't know. It's just hard for me to imagine that it's going to happen in this month. But then again, it's hard for me to imagine that I'm ever going to get a job, period, or I'm ever going to move, period. Like, I just can't even fathom that. So like, fair enough. But at the same time, I was like, well, if nothing's going to change and I'm doing this job search and I'm quite frustrated about where I'm at and I don't love that I'm still at home, why not take what I have been stashing away and go travel and then apply from where I'm traveling? Because then I have something to do while I'm traveling. So it's not just travel. There's like a little bit like of purpose, which I think is something that I like generally miss when I'm traveling. That's why I'm like, oh, I can't wait to settle down kind of thing. But I also get to occupy myself with seeing the world in the meantime. And so it's not like all job search. Like, it's a nice little balance. Literally, why not? The one downside here is that I hate spending money. I seriously hate spending money. And so I don't even know if I have the capability of like pushing myself to go do it. So I don't really know how I would go about that. That's something to consider. But like, genuinely, why not? And so this is like a newer idea, so I keep unlocking things, and I'm also like, where would I go? And like, I've definitely been thinking like, okay, so like, if I were to go somewhere, where would it be? And like, obviously, how long? Like, I don't know if I would be doing that for a really long time. Like, I wouldn't necessarily set out and be like, I'm gonna travel for like forever kind of thing. Like, it's more like I'd probably go for a couple of weeks somewhere, maybe hop around a little bit, but like, I'm not trying to do like the whole like traveler thing. This is more just like trying to put myself somewhere else to create a little bit of distance between the life that I'm like kind of getting frustrated at and the life that I yearn, if that makes sense. But yeah, like, why not? So literally before I recorded this episode, I was like getting ready for bed and I was thinking to myself and I was like, okay, let's be a little logistical here. I'm not going to just jump into this right now, but it's a great idea. How about we say that like, if I'm going through January and it doesn't look like I'm going to have anything set up for the next month or two, like February, March, then in February I could go somewhere for like a couple of weeks and hang out and like do this job search thing and try it out. Honestly, it probably makes sense to just go for it like now. And I guess January is a long month. I mean, it's not like longer than usual, but point is like each month is like relatively long and a lot can happen in that time. If we looked at December, like the difference between December 1st and December 31st was insane and so much happened in that time. So kind of same thing with January. Like I could easily say like in a couple of weeks from now, let's go. I was so dead set on doing this career change for such a long time. So like the past 2 months truly have been really dedicated towards trying to make that career change happen. And so everything, yes, I've been applying to jobs every single day, but those have been jobs in the art industry. It wasn't until a couple weeks ago, like a week before Christmas, that it started to churn in my head, or the wheels started to churn in my head, or turn. Anyways, the wheels started to do their thing. And I was like, you know what, while I'm at it, I might as well also apply to marketing jobs because I'm kind of getting desperate and I sort of just kind of want a job at this point. And it would just make sense that like I try anything right now. And so I did some of that in December, but I think I would like to lock into doing more of that now, especially like what I was just explaining, like if I just use every day for a different kind of job search situation, I'm basically playing this like five-way roulette of like which path works out. I still get to have the art industry one open, but then there's also like other options and it's like whichever, like literally whichever one works out first. And that's not a shabby idea. Like that's not a bad idea whatsoever. Like while I'm at it, why not, right? So the whole plan is for like Monday to come around and I get serious about this. Again, I just got back yesterday and I've been sick, so I had a sick day. But yeah, Monday I'm gonna go to a cafe and I'm gonna get to work. I want to try that out for a little bit before I like decide, okay, I'm gonna go like whisk away to somewhere new. But no, actually, like that would be really cool. I feel like I'm getting it in my head now where I'm like, no, but if I get a job in like a week or two and I can't travel, I will be a little devastated. I'll be like, oh wait guys, I kind of had this plan to like go travel. And anyways, so I'm kind of conflicted about the art industry right now because I think I had somewhere between Miami Art Week and now, so like last month and now, I think I started to have like some hard-hitting realizations about the art world. I think these realizations came with that desperation of like, I just want a job and I just want to start my life. And it definitely made me realize that like, oh, in terms of getting into the art industry, that's like playing the long haul game. And that would mean not necessarily being able to like get to where I want to be as quickly as I could be. Possibly, I don't know, like it's kind of hard to say, but it was just like, I don't know how long it's going to take for me. And that definitely concerns me. And like, as much as I want to get into the art industry, like there is always that possibility of getting into it a different way. It's not like, oh, if I choose to go into like a marketing job that I completely give up my interest in getting to the art industry. It's just, I would have to like pivot and like how I try and navigate that. And it would obviously look a little different, but I'm like, maybe it isn't a bad idea to just start off with something that's closer to what I was going to do and then pivot over time. Honestly, my very ideal situation, I don't think it sounds insane, but it's like also kind of like, how did you even come up with this? I think my very ideal situation is that somehow, some way, I managed to get a remote job that is based on the East Coast, except I'm based on the West Coast. And so I go to this remote job from, well, like, let's say it's like an 8 to five or something, or like an 8 to 4, something of that sort. Those hours, I basically like get up super early on the West Coast. I start working. I do my 8-hour job on the East Coast. So I still have like a full-time salary and I have that full-time job and I have that security-ish. And then I get off at like 1-2 p.m. on the West Coast, and then I go work for a gallery for the rest of the day. Galleries are generally open until 6, so I'm working at least like 15 hours a week, actually maybe even more than that, because galleries usually are open on Saturdays and closed on Mondays. So in that case, I would be able to like get in like an 8-hour day at the gallery on Saturday, and the rest of the days I work like 3-4 hours. That would be my absolute ideal. How would this work? I don't know. It would require being able to get a job or a part-time job at a gallery on the West Coast and somehow managing to get a remote job that's based on the East Coast, which I think is even harder. But yeah, that would be cool. That would actually be really nice. That would be amazing, because then I have my full-time job, but I'm also working in the art industry and getting that experience. So later on, if I decide to continue down that path, I can try and get a full-time job in a gallery. Or even better, the work that I'm doing for the gallery turns into a full-time role. In terms of career, like if I was just thinking career, that would be my absolute ideal. Obviously, thinking about like my life in general, the other thing I thought about is the fact that if I were in the art industry, I think that that would basically like sort of solidify that my entire life would be that for at least a while before maybe I can like create some flexibility for myself. I don't know how much time I would get to be on my own. You know, it's not like a corporate job where it's like you're guaranteed this amount of time of like PTO and stuff like that. I think most galleries don't have that. Most galleries generally like don't have, I don't know, it's weird. So like, I don't know, I think about it and I'm like, but then I wouldn't be able to travel and all that. So I'm like, ugh, that's something that I would miss out on. But like, I could maybe do that for a year, right? Like another thing that I keep reminding myself is that no job is permanent. And so if like time goes by and I'm not happy with where I'm at job wise, then I can always quit. I think for a lot of people, like once they get in, it's a lot harder to just like walk away from your job. So that's something I do have to consider. No, genuinely, like if I was unhappy with where I'm at job wise, I would hope that I would understand that I have the ability to walk away from it. And I would. Anyways, I think there's some frustration that I've been feeling today, just because I guess I've been like in bed, about the fact that like my life is not changing. And it, I guess also because I haven't really been like actively putting in the work. Maybe when I start putting in the work again, when I come out of this little break that I gave myself, I will feel like, okay, at least I'm putting in that work. So I can't be that frustrated that things aren't changing, because I know that I'm like working towards changing things. But yeah, I don't know. There is definitely that frustration, because it's like, did I see myself being here? No, I was hoping for something bigger at this point in my life. And I'm not upset, but I'm just longing for something new and different, and longing for the life that I envision for myself. And yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you're also like on the job search right now, you might be able to understand sort of the frustration of just like getting so intertwined in it that it's hard to like be able to just like live your life and at least be content with where you're at. Like it's not necessarily like be happy, but like just be content. I think it's hard to be on the job search and not think about what your life could be like if you were to get one of the opportunities that you're applying for. Anyways, so we're getting back to work in a couple of days. I feel like I should like do like a whole like rerun on my life and also just start waking up early. That's something I probably should do. I also just need to get out of my house. That's the thing. I don't think I'm going to be very productive here. And that's like another reason why I'm like, I think I need to get out. But I just don't know like how we're going to make that happen, if that makes sense. Anyways, okay, I think I'm going to just like leave the episode here, because I do want to go to sleep. And I was just talking about like getting up early, and now it's like 1 a.m. And it's just like, okay, that's definitely not getting me to get up early. But anyways, I'm trying not to be so hard on myself, because I feel like it's so easy to be like, you need to change your life and you need to do this. And if you like start these habits, and like, I need to stop with that, because I know that I'm capable of working towards things. And I do feel that in a lot of aspects, like I am working towards things. Could I be working harder? Absolutely. But like, you have to give yourself some grace. And I have a plan, and I will do it. I just have to continue pushing myself. Anyways, okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. I don't even know what to say. Like, hope something works out soon. But it's just like, I hope that I find something that works for me, whether it is traveling while applying for jobs or whether it is finding a job somewhere and being able to move or whatever it is. Like, I hope something falls into place and like I will continue to put in the work. And I'm trying to like kind of reset in terms of that frustration, because I feel like towards the end of 2024, like as I was doing the job search, I was getting more and more frustrated, where it was like, oh my gosh, like nothing's working out, you know, whole thing. But now that it's a new year, I'm like, okay, I have new ideas, I have new strategies, I have new things that I want to work towards. So we have to reset. We're starting from like ground zero, as in like when I first started with like applying to the art industry jobs back in October. So whole thing. I don't know. But it's also like, I do recognize like if time were to go by and we get a couple of months down the line, I might get very frustrated again too, if nothing has changed, because I have at that point really been putting in the work for a good amount of time. Anyways, I think what ultimately matters is that I'm trying and I will get there. It's just going to take time and patience. And in the meantime, I need to just take a step back, let myself breathe from time to time and enjoy life a little bit more and find ways to make it enjoyable. I think another thing is I never really like settled down at home. Like I tried and then I didn't try to build a life outside of like just being at home / whatever I was like working on in terms of that. Now it's like the job search. So I need to sign myself up for a ballroom class. I still want to learn golf. I think that's another thing I need to look into. Yeah, I need to do that. There's a lot of things that I feel like I need to do, and it's like, am I going to get to it? Hopefully eventually I will, but I can't make any promises to myself right now, because I'm putting a lot of things on my plate where I'm like, oh, it'd be nice if I also did this and accomplished this and blah, 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 and this happened. But we got to start somewhere. So we'll start somewhere. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys in my episode next week. And maybe you felt a little inspired or something clicked in this episode, if you're also on the job search or in a particular place in life where you're like, yeah, I've been thinking a lot about like where I'm at or like feeling frustrated with where I'm at. Maybe something here clicked. Maybe it didn't. I don't know. But know that you're not alone. That's the amazing thing. And know that things will work out. Like, if you are putting the work for it, something has to work out eventually. If you're not putting in the work, that's another thing. But if you're putting in the work for it and you're showing up every day, even if it's in a little small way, even if there are days where you kind of like feel like just giving up, eventually something will work out. It has to. It has to. Like, that's the way it goes. How can something not work out, right? So anyways, thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys in my episode next week. Bye. Love you all.